Welcome to the All Financial Hour podcast with Steve Awe.
This year, more than 12,000 people will turn 65 each day. That totals up to 4 million by 2025. And Steve, I mean, you kind of know all about this, right? You're in the middle of this silver tsunami. I'm just saying.
Yes. When you start to look at it, I got my first piece of Medicare supplement.
That's when you know you've made it.
It starts out that says, your Medicare enrollment period will be here before you know it. Mm-hmm. You can enroll to Medicare Part A and B as early as May of 2024. My birthday's not till August. I've always teased people that says, you know, that you're going to get 85 pounds of mail about Medicare in the year in which you turn 65. I'm going to save every piece. I've only got two so far, but I'm going to save every piece of it. So, yes, I am a part of that 12,000 people a day.
It's crazy.
Hitting age 65. That's an unbelievable number.
That is.
Because we'd always use 10,000 people.
Yep.
10,000 people a day. But they say in this year that there will be 12,000 of us turning 65 every day in 2025.
Absolutely. Yeah. Lots of folks looking to retire. Lots of folks have questions about that. And of course, you know, you talk about the silver tsunami here. Well, Barron's Elizabeth O'Brien tells CBS News that age 65 doesn't have to be viewed as a deadline anymore.
If you love what you do, there is no reason to stop at 65. You know, there are financial benefits and cognitive benefits for continuing to work. So I would say absolutely keep working. Now, maybe you've had enough. Maybe you're ready to retire, but you still want to do something. There's a lot to be said for downshifting into a part-time job.
So, Steve, I wonder, I mean, do you have a lot of clients that look at 65 as the finish line, or, you know, how do you kind of guide them of when it's okay and time to call it quits?
I think that 65 has become the new finish line. It's about Medicare, because it used to be 62.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it used to be 62 because I get my pension then, I turn on my Social Security and I go from there. Now it's 65 because most people will stay because of the fact of saying, what do I do about my health insurance? Because, see, my employer's covered it or I've had to pay part of it. So I know that I don't get that until I hit age 65. And there is a lot to Medicare. When we go to the Medicare supplements, the Advantage plans, and do all that. If you'd like to talk to me about that, please give a call. We'll come in and we'll sit down. But I look at that, am I ready to retire yet? Mike and Rachel, they came in and they were at one of our presentations and they made the statement. They said, Steve, we really like what you guys are talking about here, but we've got about 5 years till we retire. We'll come and see you in about 5 years. And I looked at it, I said, Mike, I think now's the best time for y'all to come in. And he goes, why? I said, because you guys are diligently saving from our conversations. Let's bring you in. Let's sit down and do that analysis of where you're currently at. And when they came in and we did the analysis, almost all of their assets were in IRAs and 401ks. Mm-hmm. So, and they were maxing them out. And there's one thing that I will say over and over again, if you have too much money in your IRAs and 401ks, it can subject you to tax rate risk in the future. Meaning, when I pull the money out of that, it's going to be ordinary income. So I said, so let's look at it. So we sat down with Mike and Rachel, and we did a lot of shifting of the way they were saving. Instead of putting everything into the tax-deferred portion of their 401k, we looked at Roth alternatives because they had them to be available. We also looked at saying, okay, let's put enough in to get the match, and then let's take those dollars that are over and above the match, and you take the after-tax dollars and use those. For in their case, we looked at indexed universal life that would cover them for income if they needed it, two, if they had a chronic illness, you know, long-term care event to help offset the cost of those. So the idea around it for them was they were saving tremendously, but they were just saving in one direction. And I think the idea around it of it is how do I spread out so that when I get to those retirement years that I've got more than one bucket that I can take money from? Because I love it when we build a plan for somebody that has a pension. They also have Social Security. They might have rents. They have different income sources, because one of the toughest problems that we have is if you only have one income source, it makes it a lot more difficult when we're doing the retirement planning. They were also over 59 and a half, so we would have the availability to move money out of their 401ks and IRAs to possibly take that income gap that they were looking at, and how do we fill it now? So the idea around of it is, if you're part of the group like me that's hitting 65 this year, give us a call. Come in. Ask for the comprehensive retirement plan. Let's look at what you're currently doing and how that will play out for you during your retirement years. Because I hate to say it, at 65, we are getting closer. Mm-hmm. If you're within 5 to 10 years of retirement, but not 65 yet, give us a call. Ask for that comprehensive retirement plan so that we can look at how you're saving in your life and how you might shift the way you're saving so that you have more options when you get to your retirement years.
A common question you get all the time is, how often should I check my 401k? Well, we've been told that doing it too much can lead to bad investment decisions. But listen to this. A new analysis found that shifting your stock investments once or twice a year toward the best performing sectors can actually result in some big gains. So is rebalancing something that you do for clients, Steve? Walk me through this.
I think rebalancing is very important. I think the biggest story I can tell on that was a young lady that came in and I asked us the question that said, "What on a scale of 1 to 10, how aggressive are you? 1 or a 0, not aggressive at all. I'm as conservative as you can be. 10, I'm as aggressive." She goes, "I'm a 1, maybe a 2. I ran an analysis, the risk-reward analysis on her portfolio, and she was 95% invested in equities. And I said, where's the break here? She goes, well, I started working for that company 40 years ago, and I still am in the exact same portfolio. She'd never changed, but I do believe that can be changed. You know, so we sit down and said, how can we get her risk reward more in line with where she's actually at? And that's where we start to look at it in the 401ks. There's a myth out there. Some people believe that if you move your 401k away from the company, it's a taxable event. That's not a true statement. If it's done properly, it's a non-taxed event. You can move it from the 401k to the IRA. I like that in a lot of situations because it gives us more options of what we can do with your money. The biggest thing right now in 401k plans is target date funds. The problem with a target date fund is it basically only says, when are you going to retire? It doesn't look at, do you have any other assets? What is your income? Doesn't look at any of those. It's only based on one number. And I think that's a tough thing to do when you're trying to do a plan. Give us a call now if you have a 401k. Let's look at it and find out what other options could you have available that you can do more with that 401k than just put it in a single fund for your entire retirement. Give me a call now. Ask for the risk-reward analysis, and we'll look at your 401k.
Thanks for listening to the All Financial Hour podcast.
Insurance products are offered through the insurance business All Insurance Group, LLC, AIG. All Financial Group, LLC is an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through Impact Partnership Wealth, LLC, IPW, a registered investment advisor. IPW does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by All Insurance Group, LLC, AIG are not subject to investment advisor requirements. IPW and All Insurance Group, LLC, AIG are not affiliated companies. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. All Financial Group LLC is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by All Financial Group LLC.